الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, in a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that throughout the year Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows special fragrances, a special wind and gentle moments to pass in the life of a believer, whereby a believer may attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure and mercy. Amongst these times of the year which are very, very common are the days of Hajj, which we know, the month of Ramadan, which is coming up, and very soon we will be witnessing and experiencing, inshallah, Laylatul Nisf min Sha'ban, the 15th night of Sha'ban, which we refer to as Laylatul Bara'ah. So how fortunate are those who will experience these moments, take advantage of these moments, and use these moments to climb the ladder reaching to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a few days, and in a few, we will be experiencing number one, Laylatul Nisf min Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'ah, Shab-e Barat. And this, despite being argued by many, is a very, very important and a valuable day and or a night in the eyes of a believer. This is a night of forgiveness, of ibadah. It is a night where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees many souls from Jahannam. So respected friends and elders, we are very fortunate that along the course of the next month or so, if Allah gives us life, then we will be experiencing these two great moments. What is our responsibility? What should be our goal? Respected friends and elders, our goal for this night and for every moment of Allah's rahmat and mercy should be that we reach and attain the pleasure of Allah. That is the goal of every believer. Every action, every ibadah, every act of charity, every single fast, the asal and the true objective of a believer is to attain the pleasure of Allah. So we should use these moments and these opportunities to try to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the first step. The second part, which I wish to touch upon, very close to the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, many of us throughout our lives, we would have experienced many Ramadans. And we would have made intentions to change. We would have taken opportunities and tried and tried and tried to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. But many of us, like myself, we have failed miserably. Many of us have set our goals in the past and we have not reached it. Many of us have set targets, but we are insan, we are weak. Respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His kindness and His mercy, He knows that you and I are going to fail somewhere. He knows that you and I are going to fail somewhere. But where we can do our best and try our hardest, this is what Allah wants from us. This narration in a hadith Qudsi, which has been narrated by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, that if a slave even tries to come to Allah crawling, Allah will rush to him. What a merciful Allah we have. We have an Allah who is described with the quality of Al-Wadud, Al-Halim, Al-Shakur, the one who loves, the one who is very forbearing and tolerant, the one who is appreciative of even the small action that we present to him. Judging from all these qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's hope in our heart that whatever small effort I make for Allah's pleasure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me even if I fail. So how does this tie up to these few days that are coming? This month of Ramadan is such a blessed month, respected friends and elders. We as the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should set some sort of goal or target for this month. Our past failures must not deter us from trying to reach our goal once again. We can fail and fail and fail, but one day Allah's mercy will come and Allah will allow us to reach our goal, our target, and Allah will allow us to reach His pleasure. This month, which is about to approach, respected friends and elders, many of us have heard these advices before, but just as a means of a reminder, and for us to renew our intention, we will go through some of the virtues, some of the prescribed actions, and some of the goals and objectives for this month. This month is the month of Siyam. It is the month of Sawm. Sawm translates roughly into abstaining from something. Abstaining from something. And in the context of this beautiful month of Ramadan, it refers to abstaining from eating, drinking, relationship with our wife, from the time of daybreak right up till sunset. During these moments, respected friends and elders, as the Sharia has prescribed that we stay away from eating and drinking, but this is just the entry level of a fast. This is just the technicality. It is like a person has been given a fine. It's as if a person has been given a fine. He's just paying it because he has to. He has to avoid trouble. Like that, if a person fasts only to abstain from eating and drinking, then it's a burden upon him. So he's just doing his duty, and he just wants to avoid the punishment. But if we beautify our fast with the advices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it will be as an investment and just not a penalty or a fine upon us. What investment? Very famous hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, he is narrating. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrating directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that every good action a person does, there is a prescribed reward for him, except for fasting. Except for fasting. Allah says that fasting is for me and I will take the responsibility reward him for it. What does this mean? The ulama explained two parts of this hadith. When Allah says fasting is for me, it necessitates that our ikhlas in our fasting is only and solely for the pleasure of Allah. It necessitates And it dictates that such an ibadah, in its very nature, it gives and it trains insan to do things only for the pleasure of Allah. Nobody can see that you are fasting, but Allah knows about it. This creates ikhlas in the heart. And number two, Allah says, I will reward him for it. Ulama explain that Allah will give such a reward which cannot even be counted. Which cannot even be counted. Only Allah has hisab of this reward. Only Allah knows the amount of it. From this one hadith narrated from Allah, we get, respected friends and elders, such a reward which you will hardly find any action in Sharia or in the deen of Islam to present this type of reward. Another riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that in Jannah or around Jannah there are doors, and people will be grouped to enter via specific doors. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the context of fasting, he mentioned that there is a door by the name of Ar-Rayyan. And this will be for exclusive entry. This exclusive door will be for those who fast. So when we are fasting, these intentions should be in our mind. That I want to get that promised reward which Allah has said that only He knows the amount of it. And I want to enter Jannah via that door which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised for us. In the ayah of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in terms of our physical fasting, what should be the resultant effect? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Your fasting must train you to abstain from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to abstain from. This month of Ramadan is like a madrasa for us. It's a school for us. Each part of it should be teaching us and should be helping us to increase our taqwa and our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned before, respected friends, if we just simply for our duty and not for these other rewards, we simply stay away from eating and drinking because we have to, then it will be as if we are paying a penalty. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that over and above staying away from eating and drinking, what should be the condition of our akhlaq and character? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when one of you are fasting, then he should stay away from indecency, indecent acts, lewd speech. He should stay away from arguments and raising his voice. And if a person would approach him or wants to argue with him, wants to fight with him, wants to sway him, he should stay away from giving any response, but rather just reply with, I am fasting. I am fasting. Meaning, my current condition dictates that I should stay away from any type of bad character. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that despite us fasting, if we still adopt our evil traits and our evil habits, then the resultant effect of our fast is just simply hunger. It's just simply thirst. There is no investment we are making with Allah at the end of the day. There is no reward written for us. Respected friends and elders, in the few minutes we have left, I would like to expound on a few things which we can do during the month of Ramadan, which will elevate our rank. As we said earlier, our objective in life is the pleasure of Allah. Two things we've already mentioned, and the hadith which we have quoted before. Number one, a person who fasts for the pleasure of Allah, having hope in the reward of Allah, Allah will expiate and wipe off all his sins of the past. Number two, that person who stands by night in salah, solely for the pleasure of Allah, having hope in the reward of Allah, again Allah promises him that Allah will forgive his sins. The third point which to mention, respected friends and elders, that this month should be a month of kindness, a month of generosity. In a hadith we learn that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout the year he was very, very kind. But in the month of Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increased even by his high standards of kindness. We should look for avenues where we can spend our wealth in the path of Allah. Many times, respected friends and elders, we find that we are willing to give for different projects and different avenues of deen. But some ulama have advised that nowadays so many of our own close family and friends are going through difficulty. We should start within our community, within our home. We should make inquiries. There are any people in my own family going through difficulty? Outwardly, it may be that he's fine, but sometime he's going through some difficulty and he's not telling anybody about it. Allah describes this type of people in Quran, that they stay away from asking out of shyness. These are the true recipients who are deserving of our kindness. So we must make this effort. Look to those within our community. Look at those projects that are being carried out within our community and try to go ourselves and assist. In such a way where we do not insult a person, in such a way which we do not make people feel below us. By doing this, respected friends and elders, we will be adopting the best type of practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, and that is to have generosity in our life, especially during this month of Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his kindness and generosity was like a blowing wind. What does this mean? Ulama explain, just like how a wind does not choose who to target. It doesn't just affect one person or two people or three people. When wind blows, then everybody is affected. Our generosity, we should make it such that all those around us are affected. And the last point, respected friends and elders, if we cannot adopt high levels of ibadah in this month, if we cannot adopt high levels of taqwa in this month, and we are all weak, then at least we must save people around us from our evil. The least we can do is that people around us, they must be saved from our evil. We watch how we speak to people. We watch how we speak to our workers, our family, our friends, those who are under us. This is the reflection of a man's true character and piety. Many times we have, and we are almost done, that a person outwardly is a man of ibadah. Outwardly is a man of taqwa. But the way he interacts with people, and the way he does perhaps business, or the way he deals with people, it's a completely different reflection of that person. Let us not be such a person, respected friends and elders, that on the day of Qiyamah, you will come with lot of salah, lot of ibadah, lot of zakat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away all these actions, count of people that he had been unjust to, people that he has spoke bad of, people who he has abused. This Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described as a muflis, a bankrupt person. He will come on that day and all his actions will go into the account of others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give myself tawfiq to make amal. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to take maximum benefit from this month of Ramadan, which is very soon. It is at our doorstep. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.